Universal.
Yeah, is James in, please?
Speaking.
Hi, James. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, doing good. Doing good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, not a problem. Is now a good time?
Sure. It's a good, you're okay.
All right. My phone. Let me give you my phone number in case we get disconnected. Do you have a pen?
Yeah. 1 second here. Okay, go ahead.
858.
858.
866.
866.
9102.
9102.
So I spoke to Lena briefly about your transaction. I understand. I'd just like them to kind of talk to you and kind of find a figure out what you're trying to do and see if we can propose a reasonable solution. Can you tell me a little about your business and what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, what I'm doing right now is I'm just looking for some additional working capital. I acquired a loan from DealStruck, and I'm looking to possibly refinance, maybe get a better term, and build a relationship with somebody on my coast, you know. And yeah, just keep growing the business, using the money for advertisement, got some equipment I'd like to purchase, and also just to float me through a few months, because I got, maybe like $150,000 to $180,000 on the way, but they're all insurance jobs, so I'm just still waiting,
gotcha.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Let me ask you a few questions about your business. You said you. What were your terms and with your DealStruck loan?
The DealStruck loan was 2 years. It was around $70,000, and they gave me biweekly payments of about $1,621, I believe.
$1,621 every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Do you know what your total payback is offhand?
My total payback offhand right now would be $48,000. I got a payoff letter yesterday.
No, your total payback when you did the loan.
Oh, the total payback. You know what? I'm not quite sure offhand. But we can go. I guess $3,200 times 24.
I'm guessing,
right?
Is it around $84,200?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's probably somewhere around there.
All right. Gotcha. And then what other loans do you currently have for your business?
I have a credit line right now with OnDeck.
Okay. And now is that a credit line or is that a loan?
It's a credit line. Like, I could pay it back and then pull the money back out again, pay it back, pull it out.
Okay. And what's your current balance with them?
About $24,000.
Okay. $24,000. All right.
Yeah, I used some of that to float me through a few months because I was running, like, 14 guys a day. So it helped me out a little bit. But, yeah, I'm just looking to, you know, refi and restart again, have that money come in, and just be in a really good position to grow.
Okay. And do you know what your rate is on your DealStruck transaction?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but I think if I borrowed, like, I think it was like $10,000, I'd pay $1,000 back over 6 months.
Okay. And... And your OnDeck loan, what's your rate with OnDeck?
You know that's what I was referring to. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I borrowed $20,000 over 6 months, I'd pay back $2,000.
Okay. And what's your limit with your OnDeck line of credit?
$25,000.
Okay. And have you done any additional funding with OnDeck?
I paid off a loan. I think they were one of my first ones I started with. It was like a $25,000 loan.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that was paid off there.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. how much money are you looking to net right now?
After refining the deal structure?
Whether you refired or not, how much cash are you trying to net? What are your goals on that?
I'm looking to net like 35, 40.
Okay. And is that money for growth or just for operating capital?
A little bit of growth. I just don't want to slow it down, you know. Well, I'm still trying. I have a couple jobs coming. I'm going to need a lot of men, and I just don't want to have to slow it down when I can just, you know, use some additional funds.
Gotcha. You mentioned equipment. What kind of equipment are you looking to purchase?
Well, I'm looking for some hydrojetter heads.
Okay.
And some cameras. I wanted to update my I got a few cameras, but I wanted to do some updates, maybe go color and get some digital cameras possibly.
Okay. What are hydrojetters?
Hydrojetters is like a drain cleaning machine that shoots high pressure water, cuts roots. It's a great option to snaking the line, you know.
How much do you think the cameras and the hydrojetter would cost?
The hydrojetter would probably run about 35K itself. The camera's probably like bulk each, about 10 each.
So is the majority of the money you're looking for to buy equipment or for cash?
Well, the thing is that I was looking for cash, and possibly maybe purchase one camera and then wait for my money that's coming in and use that to do my larger purchases.
And Lena has shared with me also that you have applied for a lot of loans recently, and you kind of aren't happy with the offers you've received. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, they're giving me like $35,000 over like 10 months. I'm just not looking to go backwards on what I've already acquired. You know, I've acquired a 2-year loan at a decent rate, and I'm just not looking to move too much, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Well, do you mind if I kind of I've been with our company for 9 years. Do you mind if I speak as frankly as possible with you? Is that an okay thing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so here's what's going on. I see your credit. There's a lot of companies in our industry that are very, very aggressive companies. They give people very, very short terms. We're talking about like 2 to 3 month terms. And I think what's happening is have you ever received an explanation on why you're getting these short terms or no?
I think because I have a loan out with OnDeck. Credit line with OnDeck. I haven't hit 50% on the loan I have now.
Okay. I think that's beating around the bush, and I hope what I say doesn't rub you the wrong way. I'm just trying to be honest with you. So the first thing is, you've probably been given some more sales information than actually real information, in my opinion. So when you talk about refinancing, the 2-year deal you have is a really good deal. A lot of these deals don't exist. We used to do a lot of 2- and 3-year deals, and the default rate is absolutely skyrocketed. It's out of control. And so when you talk about your deal with DealStruck, is it worth for you to refinance? The answer is probably not, because here's why refinancing will be difficult for your business. You owe DealStruck how much?
I think like $48,000.
So you owe OnDeck about $20,000-$25,000. So that gets us to about $68,000. Now, can your business qualify for $68,000? Yes, it can. But the issue is going to be if we only refinance debt and don't net you any money, then it kind of just pushes the ball down. It kind of kicks the can down the street, so to speak. And so what's happening is
paying off interest with interest, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is this. Most of these loans are usually, they're not supposed to be designed to be very, very long-term. And so most lenders are, because there's something called positions on you. So generally, and I'm not saying this is 100% true on your file, but generally you have what's called UCC filings, for especially, I'm assuming, your larger loan. And so usually these loans have to be paid off if you do a refinance. And so what's happening is, I'm looking at your bank statements, you're doing around $60,000 a month, correct?
Correct.
So, and this is just my opinion, but hopefully, you know, you you know, respect what I have to say, because I've been doing this for quite a long time. I used to be on the sales side. So what's happening is, and it looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, you maintain $70,000 in your bank account?
Yeah, you know, on average. It's a little bit lower right now because I was doing, like, three big jobs at the same time.
Okay. So that's actually a really, really strong balance. And I guess the question I'd ask you is, if you're looking to lower, I don't know if a refinance would be a proper product for you. It might, okay. It just might be paying interest with interest. Let me tell you what, and so I think that this is what's happening. I think when you go for these loans and you're going to lenders and they're saying, well, you owe all these loans. And so as a general rule of refinancing, you have to do what's called netting. And that means you have to get 50 cents on the dollar. So let me explain that. If you get $60,000 loan or $68,000, you owe $68,000. You can't take all that money and use it to pay off your current debts. You have to only about 50% of that can go to pay off your current debts. So half of that would be $34,000. So the problem is if you can qualify for $68,000, the whole issue that's going to come up is you don't, in order to pay off $68,000, you need to actually qualify for $136,000. And so that's where the numbers are getting skewed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
So what's happening is you're dealing with salespeople. So of course they want to sell you a loan. So what they're doing is they're saying, hey, look, if you want some additional capital, we can do what's called a third position loan. And these are considered extremely high-risk loans because many of the people that borrow these funds simply turn off their phone and stop paying. That's not an attack on someone's character. It's the facts of what we deal with. About 30% of the people that we lend money to in what's called a third position, simply things go bad, they turn off their phone, they default. It's an extremely high-risk business. Now, I know you've been offered that loan product, correct?
Yeah, I've been offered that.
Now, I don't think you're going to be happy with those terms because you're going to view it as more expensive than your current loan. You're going to view it as, unless you have a general opportunity like, hey, I just want to feel safe and have $35,000 for a few months, then that loan might be an issue for you, might be an option for you, but it's not going to be at terms I think you'd be comfortable with. However, there's something that I'm hearing from our conversation that I think Bank of Cardiff can help you with. Do you know a little about our bank? Do you know much about Bank of Cardiff? What is your product? What is your knowledge of us?
No, I don't. I actually don't know too much about it. I just know that you're local, and I've gotten a few letters from you guys.
Okay. Well, we've been in business 12 years. We pride ourselves on that because I'm sure you get calls and letters for working capital all the time, correct?
Right.
The industry is beyond saturated, and so it's necessarily not a good thing. So rather than just overpromise you, our core product here is actually equipment financing. That's what we're known for, doing equipment-based loans as opposed to these cash flow loans, although we do a lot of it. One thing I'm hearing from your conversation is, I want to borrow money to buy equipment. To share with you, we never suggest to customers to use a cash loan to borrow equipment. It is the wrong product to purchase equipment. It doesn't make sense unless there are zero other avenues. To give you an idea, for an equipment loan, I think we could qualify you. I think we could qualify you for the $60,000 or $70,000 you need. And I think that's one way we can help you and form a relationship as opposed to chasing this working capital because you're getting all these different offers. We would give you a working capital loan. We've actually approved you for it. But it's a third position loan, and it's very, very expensive because it's very, very risky. To give you an idea on our equipment loans, we have terms from 3 to 5 years. You don't have to do a daily payment. It's a monthly payment, and you only have to put 2 payments down. So I think that's where we would differentiate from the multitude of companies you're talking to.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something you'd like to do now or something you do in the future, but that's kind of what I'm hearing from our conversation. And we'll offer you the third position loan, but it is, you know, I don't want to beat around a bush. It is an extremely expensive loan because it is extremely high risk.
Right. Okay. See what you can cook up for me.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is this. I'll let Lena know we spoke. I'd like you to send her an email with the quotes of the equipment you'd like to finance, and I can put together some numbers for you.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right. If we get you approved, is this an immediate purchase you'd like to make?
I'm pretty sure. I just got to talk with my partner, and I mean, we've been trying to get this. We have a small hydrogen. We've been trying to get a big one for a little while here.
Okay.
and we were thinking about doing a cash purchase when the money came in. But if we can float our money with a decent loan, that'd be nice too.
Yeah, because what you're doing right now is, just to give you a little kind of product knowledge, the loans that are cash, they're very high risk because there's really not much that can be done once you stop paying. So not your specific business, but if we look at 1,000 specific businesses, when these cash loans go sideways, what is the lender supposed to do? The lender is screwed. They can't really do anything. Well, an equipment loan is a completely different product. We understand that business. We've been doing it for 12 years. And so what we can do for your business is give you a secured loan, because if you don't pay on the equipment, we'll go down and pick up that equipment. We'll repossess it. Now, does that happen a lot? No, but there's a security. There's a reason for you to pick up the phone. And so it's better, you know, if you always want to borrow at the cheapest cost, you're going to borrow at a much cheaper cost. I think the whole benefit would be this. Instead of using cash, do an equipment loan, get your cost of borrowing really down. So I think the whole result would be you won't have to borrow cash for working capital. You'll get out of this cycle you're in, because you'll be, instead of putting cash towards equipment, you'll have a secured loan there at a low fixed rate, and so you won't need to borrow working capital because you're not having to pay cash for a lot of equipment. That is your solution, in my opinion.
Okay.
So
that sounds good. That sounds like something that I'm interested in. Sure.
Absolutely. So I'll have Lena, you know, you do have some inquiries on your credit. You actually have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So I'd encourage you not to apply anymore. That is one thing that's going against us with there's a ton of inquiries, a ton of credit pulls, but we'll do our best for you. If you can, send Lena over the quotes or invoices on what you want to finance, and we'll get to work for you.
Okay, great. And real quick, when I run my credit applications with these lenders, does that go on my credit?
The inquiries, yes.
Even if it's through a corporation?
The loan doesn't go under your credit, but the inquiry sure does.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So that's why, okay. Well, I better stop then.
Yeah. I think what's happening is, and at the end of the day, I think maybe we can do the equipment loan and potentially explore refinancing when your balance comes down, if you even need it. But yes, these inquiries do go on your credit. They absolutely do.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
I can just tell you the ones I'm seeing on my side if you want.
Sure.
And you're the sole owner of the business, correct?
Yes.
As you mentioned, partner, is there anyone else that owns any shares?
No, we're just, it's just my father, but he doesn't own any shares. He just helps me out with the business.
Okay, so these are the credit inquiries I see on your credit. Forward Financing, Experian Business Credit again, Yellowstone Capital, Forward Financing, Credibly, Pearl Capital, Foundation Group, QuickBridge Funding, and I'm just reading back to 7/13 of 2006. So on your Experian credit, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 inquiries in the last 2 months and one day.
Wow. Pretty bad.
But yeah, it's something that we're always concerned about. So when you have a chance, give me a call and we'll get working on this, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks for the information. I really do appreciate it. Have a nice day.
You got it. You too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.